And lo and behold, before they did that, they had to give them billions to the oil company. They're already getting 20% depreciation, and they already got other breaks. And you know, and never did I ever hear that they are compelled to do research or exploration. All they said was that they'll give this money and that they'll do it. Who said they would? And why should they? And then, you know, the past only shows you the day. And I often wonder how much these big officials steal from their own company. Whoever goes over their books, their control, you know, they'll look at some union official that's petty and grabby and does something stupid, and they hang him, and they let everybody know what a scoundrel he is. And it's not that I condone it, but do the same with that company. You know, they have board meetings, and they would want the public to think that they're very democratic and free in there. And the truth is, the big stockholders just run roughshod over the little one. So somebody got smart and started sending some woman a few years back to these board meetings. And this woman was a real gutsy, mouthy name. And she caused some embarrassment. So you know what they did? They just picked her up and bodily carried her out. That's all. They go by doing their own thing. You're a stockholder and you have no voice. They take a vote, and somebody's got all the proxy votes and everything, and he just hands a piece of paper over there with 40,000 or 40 million votes, whatever. You know, you don't stand a Chinaman's chance. And that company, them officials can raise themselves, you know, God, right off the paper, and they reduce your profits. Mm-hmm. And you invest in that company so you can make something. But back to that remark about the nuns. Mm-hmm. You want to knock that off?